Crossfield Town Council members unanimously approved the implementation of a sustainable and environmentally friendly burial site within the borders of the existing Crossfield Cemetery during their regular meeting on February 15. The practice, which offers environmentally conscious residents a chance to limit their environmental footprint and steward the land even after their passing, has been picking up steam in communities across Canada. A Calgary cemetery announced it would offer a green burial option last year, following in the footsteps of cemeteries in both Edmonton and Lethbridge, which have also adopted the practice. During the February 15 meeting, Crossfield's chief administrative officer, Sue Keenan, provided councillors information on green burial or natural burial services, which are meant to reduce the environmental impact on the earth after an individual's passing. All material used in the process are made up of biodegradable materials, Keenan said, adding green burials do not involve embalming, the use of chemical agents to preserve human remains to delay decomposition. The eco-friendly alternative to traditional burial methods provides direct-to-earth burial, ecological restoration and conservation, communal memorialization, and optimized land use, according to Keenan. Green burial services focus on reducing the environmental impact on the earth with biodegradable materials including casket, shroud, and clothing. Concrete vaults and grave liners are not used, and usually no traditional monuments are erected to mark the grave, as a way to minimize the site's environmental impact. Keenan said the burial site could instead include a flower garden and bench alongside native prairie grasses and shrubs, and a carefully designed walking pathway as part of a memorial site in the new cemetery section. People could go out there and sit and be one with the earth and meditate and talk to their loved ones like some of us do, the sow said. There's a whole bunch of different options that we'll be looking at. She added she would like to incorporate some public engagement in the process to ensure the town is acting in the interests of the community. She said rather than delaying the process, she wanted to bring the matter to council for discussion first, and sort out the details after. I didn't want to hold up this option for burial because it's something that is picking up a lot of steam and people are very environmentally conscious and do want to proceed with these types of burials, she said. Mike Knight inquired whether the new green burial site would impact the existing cemetery and if it could still be used in the traditional manner. He also expressed his concern that the new green burial site might have an impact on the size or capacity of the existing cemetery. Keenan responded by stating the cemetery has recently been extended, which means the new green burial site would not have an impact on how residents would like to be buried moving forward, as there is adequate space in both sections of the cemetery. She added the green burial site would be just another option, with no added cost to the town. Sean Vang said he thought it was a great idea and he would like to see it come to fruition. I've just read about it in different places, and it's a very exciting thing, I think, to try, he said. Mayor Kim Harris thanked the administration for their work and acknowledged the passionate Crossfield resident who initially presented the concept to the town in the form of a letter. I just appreciate that we're all listening to our residents when they have some really good ideas, she said. Following the vote, town administration will proceed to update the cemetery bylaw and policies to reflect the incorporation of a green burial site.